Godly friends leave eternal legacy of faith. The image is of a cloudy sky and a vast field of grass with a little pathway leading towards the horizon. The meditation is called Going Home. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 4 verse 21. The cancer has returned. My friend's voice down the phone chilled my heart. Jean, my dear friend, was loved by many. Vibrant, funny, encourager in faith. She was a tenacious support on the committee on which we both served. She was a vital part of so many lives. Loved wife, mother, and grandmother, and still a relatively young woman. An army of prayer immediately surrounded her life. Oh God, we uphold you into your keeping. In the following 6 months, we saw many miracles of grace. With courage and faith, she ministered her life. One day across the table, I knew she was going to die. I looked into her face, and behind her smile was the glimpse of something I can only describe as eternal. I was shattered. I felt led of God to pray, "Your will be done, O Lord." I know many continued their prayers for her healing, and I still held my faith that our God is the God of the impossible. But something in me had shifted. My will was certainly that she would not die. Jean went to hospital, surrounded by her minister, family and friends. She looked into every face and said softly and calmly, "I'm going home." The ones who came to minister to her went away having been ministered to instead. A few days later, she died. We miss her very much. Often there are tears, but what a legacy and what a testimony she left behind. Indeed, in her life and in her death, she belonged to Jesus. Prayer, Father, help us to lead surrendered lives. May we always have faith to believe you are the God of the impossible, yet the courage to trust in your will for the answers we simply don't understand. In Jesus' name, Amen. A meditative thought. All of us are journeying day by day towards eternity. May we live our lives unto Him. Amen.